Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
So, when you hear I've got the keys, you know it's the last hour with your girl right here. It's Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. I love him. It's not like Chene and Golic Jr. It's Chene and Golic Jr. Chene Ogumike, Mike Golic Jr. holding it down this lovely day. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, there's been some news. I know we're in the middle of the NBA playoffs, but there's been some news. The Celtics have a new head coach. We'll get to in about 10 minutes why he was chosen and why your girl is super hyped about it. Junior, can you guess a little bit or no?
I have an inkling of where we might go with this, and anyone who's been listening to the show a while will not be surprised, but will also understand it is a big-time reason to celebrate.
Very big reason to celebrate. We stay winning, okay? And also tonight, game one, Bucks-Hawks, Eastern Conference Finals. Coverage starts tonight on ESPN Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern time with John Barry on the call, who will join us also in about 30 minutes. But we are getting prepped right now for something very special, and it's now time to head to the Goodyear Hotline because Bubba Watson, PGA Tour golfer and two-time Masters champion, joined us here on the Goodyear Hotline ahead of the Travelers Championship, where he has finished victor three times. Now, before we get to the Travelers, if Bubba is here, and see him, perfect, on ESPN Plus, you can see his lovely face. Before we get to golf, word on the street is that you are a Clippers fan. And I'm curious to know your take on the Clippers right now and how you actually became a Clippers fan in general.
Well, you got to look at it this way. Chris Paul, I love individual players. When Chris Paul got traded there years ago, I went to practice. Chauncey Billups, I got to meet him. So it's just different people that I've met throughout my life, I guess you would say. And then with the new owner, Steve Ballmer. Great man, loves the game of basketball, passionate about it. And then the Suns, now with Chris Paul there, I was a season ticket holder at the Suns, and Orlando Magic had season tickets. So I've been around the league, went to different games. I love watching the NBA, and obviously Chris Paul, Booker is a good combination right now.
It certainly worked out pretty well. So you're saying in this series right now, push comes to shove, you got to lean on the Suns side of this with Chris Paul as the friend here?
I mean, yes, because if Chris Paul comes back in, obviously they're winning right now. But when Chris Paul comes back, I think they have even a better shot of winning it. The Clippers, you know, they're missing a key member there. And so it's just a tough road for them. I love their team to death, but I just think it's a tough road. Injuries, like LeBron said, injuries throughout the year has really slowed a lot of the teams.
And by this logic, Junior, before you get to your question, that means that Bubba was at one point a Houston Rockets fan. So I will claim that because, Bubba, I'm from Houston. But go ahead, Junior.
There we go. 6 degrees of Bubba Watson fan separation here as we're talking to two-time master champion Bubba Watson here on the Goodyear Hotline. Bubba, we know you got the Travelers coming up this week at a tournament that you've had great success at before. So what is it about this spot, this particular tournament, that you always seem to respond so well to?
Man, it's a sporting area. When you think about the North, the Northeast, just sports all over the map here. And it just gets me excited when I think about all the different sports teams around close to this area. And then when I think about Travelers and what they've meant to the tournament, the community, giving back to all the charities in the local area, it's been fun. Wiffle ball games behind the clubhouse with my own family, with my own friends. And then there's a golf tournament that breaks out as well. And so it's a fun atmosphere to come to and be a part of. And obviously in 2010, the first win ever for me, with my dad passing away 3 months later, it was a big deal for my family to get the win. Not only that win, but having a win that my dad could see. So Travelers means a lot more than just golf. It means my dad and all the things that he got to witness before he passed away. So it's a special town, special memory for me and my family.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Bubba. Where do you think your personal game is right now entering Travelers?
Well, when I get here, I get excited. It's kind of like when you watch Fred Couples set the Masters. Fred Couples somehow gets excited, gets energized when he gets back to the Masters. And so I feel like when I get here, it's back in my own stomping grounds. It's fun. It's exciting, and when the fans come out, and now they're out this week for sure, for the first time here in Connecticut, so it's going to be fun, and playing with Phil Mickelson, how could you not have fun?
That is true. And listen, I can speak. I'm a Connecticut native, so it's a fun tournament that's always around this area. It's an exciting time for everyone in the state. And you mentioned Phil. We've seen Phil now, the matchup coming, getting Tom Brady and these guys involved in it, getting some of the faces of golf and football around and all this. Are you going to throw your hat in the ring at some point for the match here, try and get over there and give Lefty some hell?
Well, let's be honest. Lefty's worried about me because he might beat me in golf, but, man, I can out-talk him all day long, and he knows it. So that's why he doesn't want me involved.
That is perfect. And Bubba, we've kind of seen a lot more of that creeping into golf as a whole, right? Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka has become this budding rivalry that people have really latched on to, in part because of that smack talk. Is this something that you like, you think is good for the sport overall, to start seeing more of this, more of what you just talked about there, week in and week out at these tournaments?
For sure, but you got to do it in a level. The level that I'm talking about is a friendship level. I mean, I looked up to Phil Mickelson, so he knows I would be just joking with him. And so that's my whole thing, is just joking with him. Now, the other spat that people are having, that's, I can't vouch for that one.
So you think that may be going a little bit too far right now with those guys?
Yes, for sure. I told Brooks, man, Brooks, calm down, man. Let that man just, enjoy golf and have some fun. It's sad to see. But I love both of them to death. Brooks, I love a lot. I talk to him a lot off the course and off weeks. And Bryson is up and comer that we all know and love. Watching him play, I mean, he's doing things that we never dreamed of. And it's sad to see. But man, I would definitely buy a ticket to watch the match, those two against each other. That'd be fun to watch.
That seems like what people are feeling this is eventually going here. I know a lot of people saw the social media reaction from those guys, but like you said, at times there has felt like there's definitely been more to this. And so it's going to be something interesting to keep an eye on, as is the Travelers coming up this weekend. Bubba, we appreciate the time. Best of luck. We hope everything goes
really well.
We know this is a tournament that, like you said, means a lot to you. So thanks for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bubba Watson with us again, two-time Masters champ and three-time Travelers winner, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Chinay, that is the curious part of all this for guys that are around with both of them on the tour, because right, wrong, or indifferent, Brooks and Bryson have become the story of golf right now, in lieu of Tiger Woods, in lieu of some of the normal faces that we've seen around this. And the rest of us come in and are used to this, but you heard right there, Bubba's been around this for a while and thinks we might be going a little bit too far.
Yeah, and it does make sense, but at the same time, we know our generation operates in different planes, okay? So it's nice to see that they're different names inserting themselves, but I do agree that we got to keep it within the realms of what is appropriate, so it's all good.
It you know what? It is so interesting, though, because what you saw there with Bubba, like, it felt like real tension between the gentleman's game that golf has always been and these conversations about the way the sport has always been played versus what you just talked about. Like, we're a generation that lives in the DMs, that lives to watch the comment section of all these different athletes going at each other. And kind of the old guard would, I think, agree with this even more. There was a generation of athletes where it felt like your favorite star players all did really hate each other, right? Like, where it wasn't grounded in that respect Bubba talked about. And this feels a little more akin to that in a way I feel like old school sports fans might actually get down with.
Very true, but it crosses over to, like, new age with social media and things getting liked, retweeted, DM'd, all that type of stuff. And that's where I think it hits a different wavelength. But, like, we're built for that. I think people are now adapting to it. Like, it's not all bad, but it's... But it's I. It's I. So I'm here for it. Different names. And I'm also, we do love the petty here.
I can say, we got golfers being petty. We got pitchers taking their pants off on the mound. Like, sports is kind of going wild right now, which we really appreciate. But coming up next, let's get grounded back in reality right now, because as Chinay pointed out, the Boston Celtics made a hire that is certainly groundbreaking in some regards here. But why the process should tell us so much about where we're at in sports in some of the best ways possible. Next, here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Bunkala! I just want everyone that's listening to radio to just let these vibes marinate. If you listen to the podcast, I'm sorry. I still love ya. This is Burna Boy. Some Nigerian music for everyone, because your girl is Nigerian. It's Chinay and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Chinay Ogwumike. Chinay Nya Joy Nena Ogwumike. You can't press your button because you're in South Bend. Mike Golic Jr. here. First and foremost, we'll get to the Eastern Conference breakdown with John Barry in about 10 minutes. Yes, sir. You know what it is. One more time for the people in the back. Chinang, yeah, Kamaru Usman, who's actually just in Nigeria. We're doing all the Nigerian vibes for a reason. Like I said, we'll get the breakdown for the Eastern Conference Bucks Hawks in about 10 minutes. But right now, there's big news in that conference. Eastern Conference with a big hire. The Boston Celtics are finalizing an agreement with Brooklyn Nets assistant coach Ime Udoka. I had to. I'm so sorry. He will replace obvious Celtics president of basketball operations, Brad Stevens, who stepped down as coach earlier this month, replacing Danny Ainge. You guys remember all that. Now he's 43 years old, and he separated himself in the coaching process because of his experience coaching Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart, who played for Coach Udoka on Team USA in the 2019 FIBA World Cup. And so that's where they bonded. I think all the guys were like, I really mess with him. And so now he led as a candidate and now has been hired as the Boston Celtics' new head coach, Ime Udoka. Now, the reason why this is huge is, one, more, you know, coaches of color being hired in the NBA. Two, we believe this is the first Nigerian heritage coach in the NBA as well. So, of course, here, we're going to celebrate that all day, every day, and on Sunday. Junior, you Chinenye Ime Udoka. Let's go. Junior, you can talk now.
Yeah, no, Chinee, I was just going to say, for people that like are unaware, like even as I was, like Chinee obviously proudly represents her Nigerian heritage, reps it each and every day here on the radio. But when I rolled out to L.A. this past week, I really found out how bout it Chinee was because I got to go over, hang out at her place, see the house before we rolled over and got dinner, before I saw her play at the Sparks game. I'm talking like a 300-song-deep African playlist here of all of these tunes, Burna Boy and everything else. And so I learned how deep this goes. But, Chinee, you can understand the pride. We've talked about this so much this year as we've seen a lot of different players, coaches, and people of Nigerian heritage accomplishing great things. Like, these are accomplishments we want to celebrate here. Why not? Life's too short.
Precisely. And when people say, oh, I like this is the first time I'm hearing his name, he is someone that has not only played in the league, he played with the Lakers, Blazers, Kings, Knicks, and Spurs. So everybody that's a fan of those franchises, which means a lot of NBA fans, probably knows him. And he was an assistant with the Spurs for 7 seasons under Coach Pop, Coach Greg Popovich. Left San Antonio to join Coach Brett Brown's staff in Philly 2 years ago, and then moved on to Brooklyn under Steve Nash. So he's seen a lot of stars, not only on the floor in San Antonio, in Philadelphia, and now Brooklyn, but also experienced really great coaches along the way and has the requisite, I guess you can say, being 43 years old, you know, he can relate as a young man, as a young black man, especially to a lot of these stars that, like Jaylen Brown, has been, you know, an activist as well as an athlete in these streets. And so I think this just makes me feel good. I know a lot of people were nervous about, oh, Brad Stevens taking a new role and what does this mean for the coach and all that type of stuff. But, you know, with the Nigerian heritage, obviously I'm going to love this. But he has the resume. He has the great relationships. He played the game. And so the Celtics have hired Ime Udoka as their head coach, Junior, which I think, like, you know, it just seems like teams are going to move towards, you know, helping their star players. And it seems like this core really, really rode for him.
Yeah, and I think that's an important part to circle back on with this, Chinee, because we've talked a lot this offseason. We know in the NBA the conversation has always been about star players having an influence in who their coach is, but this is a great insight of what that looks like, right? Because we watched in the NFL this offseason when quarterbacks like Russell Wilson and quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers have talked about trying to have influence on roster. They're not saying they want final decision, but respecting their opinions relative to trying to create an organization that's going to work well in all these different levels. When a new coach comes in, the most important thing on their list is connecting with the star players on the team. Because everyone thinks run by a locker room, and so you can have that trickle down of what your message is when the stars are people that you vibe with. And so for the Celtics to look and say, all right, you know, the other people that were convinced, Darvin Ham, the Bucks assistant, Chauncey Billups was also considered for this job. And if you look around at all these resumes and say, push come to shove, hey, you know what? We'll take an extra long look at the guy that has coached our players already, who they went to bat for. Chinee, this seems like the healthiest process you can go through, and it's a great feather in the cap of Boston as now. We've got Kemba Walker's trade under the belt for Brad Stevens already. This hire is a part of it. Like, you can look at the moves that are being made so far, and I'd imagine as a Celtics fan, feel pretty good about the path of this offseason already.
And I'm so disappointed at myself because when I saw this news, I wasn't just like, oh, I'm happy. Like, this makes sense. Like, this is cool. I, as a woman out here in Los Angeles, single woman, always keep track of couples. And so I want to thank our producer, Shannon, for reminding us of the fact that his fiance, he's engaged to, is Nia Long. So shout out to, you know, Nia Long. You know, her fiance is now going to be head coach of the Celtics, and she's been dating him for a long time along these stops in the NBA. And so I love that they're building a family together, you know what I mean? And now there's a family of basketball involved. Can't, okay, ESPN, I need to tell ESPN, like, can y'all send me to some Celtics games so I can meet my new friend?
Well, I'm going to say, I mean, Janae, you did cover the Celtics for a long time out there in Boston, so this feels like a very natural connection.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely do that. I'm like, hey, great to meet you. Yeah, like, I'm actually in L.A. all the time, yeah, like, yeah, we should, like, grab a meal, you know? So, like, you guys heard it first, so when it happens in real life, you're like, oh, my girl follows through just like on the court.
See, we got to manifest these things right now. They gave us this public platform. Sorry that we're going to commandeer it and use it for things right? That help and benefit us.
Like, yeah, listen, thank you.
That's the game. Welcome to it. Speaking of the game, the NBA Western Conference Finals are on ESPN Radio. Tune in Thursday. Game 3 is Terrence Mann and the Clippers host DeAndre Ayton, whose father is Nigerian, and the Suns, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. If someone has Nigerian heritage, rest assured that this show will make sure that you know it walking into the rest of the day. That is the currency that we are always going to give you. But coming up next, would not reaching the finals be considered a failure for Giannis and the Bucks? Would not getting past this Hawks team clean be also something that we indict against this Bucks team? We'll talk to someone who knows about that next after this word from Indeed. Now, guys, good news. Your business doubled. And that's saying a lot because it's been a tough year. The even better news is Indeed can help you hire the right people without the wait times of the typical recruiting process. That's because Indeed has a great hiring platform where you can make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates over video right from your easy-to-use employer dashboard. It's just another reason why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit. Back after this, Janae Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golden Jr., the podcast.
When you hear this song, you know that it's playoff time because they always play it in arenas and the ball's about to tip. Now, first and foremost, we will get to Mike Golick Jr.'s long-lost brother, the Bald Eagle, who might be in some trouble. That's in about 10 minutes as we keep that same energy. It's Janae Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogunwike and Mike Golick Jr., we are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline. Now, Junior, are you claiming him as family or not yet? Like, I can't tell.
I have never claimed Alex Caruso as family, all right? You have tried to force that on us because we are in the Bald Brotherhood here, so I don't appreciate that, but we are still going to get him out of some hot water.
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities between you and him, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. Now,
I didn't realize he was 6'5", though. I didn't even give him credit for that.
Oh, snap. See? Do the test. To get us set for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, we are really hyped right now to be joined by John Barry, ESPN NBA analyst, who will be on the call tonight at 8 when the game tips or the coverage begins. John, how are you doing?
You guys call me a bald eagle, too?
I mean, listen, Janae, I was going to say, we're welcoming another member of the Bald Brotherhood on this show. So,
now you
John, I don't know how I feel about Janae lumping us all together like this.
No worries, man. No, mine's by choice, so I think I could get a do if I wanted it.
See,
yeah,
no,
that
look
is
at that.
True. Mine is definitely not by
I'm
choice,
lying.
And I don't think Alex Caruso is either.
He said he's lying, but we're still going to give you a point on Junior just because. John, what's the biggest thing that you have your mind on ahead of this start of the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, I guess, you know, Milwaukee's going to have to deal with the Trae Young high pick and roll. I mean, we've seen it thousands of times, it seems like, over the first two rounds. Capella setting under Collins, and I think they're going to see a ton of that tonight. And how are they going to play that? You know, Philadelphia tried to just play it with two guys and step up on the Atlanta shooters and not allow them to make threes. They still found a way to lose. Despite the fact, do you guys know that Trae Young missed 35 shots in the last two games of the series?
Wow.
35. That's a ton. I don't think he can be, or he has to be much more efficient than that, I think, to get by the Milwaukee Bucks. So we'll see how they play that high pick and roll tonight. And that's going to go a long way if Milwaukee takes care of business in this series.
John, you mentioned that with Trae Young, who's been struggling there. We know Philadelphia's defensive strategy changed a lot in that series. Was it them being able to bother him in those games down the stretch of that series? Was it him just missing shots? What did you see from him?
Well, I think a lot of it was Ben Simmons going on him. They switched after game one. Obviously, that length of Ben Simmons had to bother Trae Young. Now, he's getting Jrue Holiday for the better part of the game tonight, provided Jrue Holiday stays out of foul trouble. Another guy, a terrific wing defender. He's got length, a long-arm guy, so he could struggle with him. Trae Young only played in one game against Milwaukee during the regular season in the three matchups. He was 3-for-17 in that game. Now, I don't take a lot of stock in regular season games because guys are in and out, might be back-to-back, 4 or 5 nights, what have you. But he struggled mightily in that game, 6 turnovers as well. So I think you'll see Milwaukee probably change it up a little bit. Brook Lopez might come up and trap a little bit. He might drop back. But you could see a parade to Trae Young floaters all night long because Milwaukee doesn't want to give up the three. They'll live with the mid-range twos.
Very interesting. Chinnan Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus, talking to John Barry, ESPN NBA analyst, ahead of Bucks-Hawks Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 tonight on ESPN Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, John, how would you grade Giannis's overall performance so far this postseason?
Well, other than the three-point shooting, it's been just fine. I hope he doesn't take any more. What is he, 9-for-47? From the three-point line. And when he's on the attack, Milwaukee's better. And when he's on the attack and he gets in the paint, he's unstoppable. And that's what he needs to do. Not a ton of size for Atlanta. He's going to have an opportunity to get there. I'm anxious to see how they play him tonight. I think they might even start Clint Capella on him and just give him that cushion and give him that jump shot if he wants to take it. It'll be available all night long. But the more you space Giannis, the more steam he has coming at you, and he makes it even more difficult to keep out of the paint. So as long as he doesn't settle for long jump shots and he forces his way into the paint, he'll have huge success in this series.
You mentioned the attention that they're going to pay to him as John Barry, our ESPN NBA analyst, joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. But we know for this Milwaukee team, sort of akin to, you know, what we saw in the 76ers series, he's not at times their primary offensive option. Is this another series where Chris Middleton is going to have to be huge for them as maybe the best pure scorer on that team?
Yeah, well, Middleton's the guy they're going to go to down the stretch just to be able to create his own shot. We know Giannis, obviously, the jump shot's going to be presented to him, not his strength. Foul shooting, not his strength either. So when you get in clutch situation, it's going to be Middleton. There's no doubt about it. You know, Jrue Holiday's a guy that's capable but really struggled in that last series and has struggled throughout the playoffs to make shots. But, yeah, Middleton's the guy, and he's as underrated a player as I think there is in the NBA. As far as two-way players, he's terrific defensively as well. I mean, he gets 23 a game. It's just a shade under 40% from the three-point line in this year's playoffs. And he's not a bad second option, I can tell you that. Milwaukee's darn lucky to have him.
Switching gears here, Chinnan Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., and John Barry, ESPN NBA analyst, talking hoops. Switching gears here, there's some news out of the NBA and in the Eastern Conference. The Boston Celtics finalizing an agreement with Nets assistant coach Ime Udoka to make him the Celtics' newest head coach. What were your thoughts on the hire?
Well, spending time under Greg Popovich is always a good thing. His tree has done awfully well in the NBA. With the Nets this year, been around great players. I've heard nothing but positives about Ime. I heard he was up for Portland as well. Didn't really know which way Boston was going to go. A lot of talk about a lot of different people there. I thought there might have been a Rick Carlisle connection. Played there in Boston, won a title back in 86. Seemed to maybe make sense. But Ime is a quality guy and has been around a long time and learned under some great coaches. So I know he'll do a fine job. And that's a nice job to have. You know, not often you get to walk into having a couple of superstars and a former All-Star in Al Horford. So that's a pretty decent roster, and I expect him to do a very good job.
I got to say, a couple of superstars that you have coached before and who vouched for you as you were up for this job certainly seems like a strong foundation getting started as the Celtics get ready for a new regime going forward. John, we appreciate the time and the insight. Have a great game tonight. We're looking forward to the start
Thanks,
of this
John.
Series.
Okay, you got it. Talk to you later.
John Barry, our ESPN NBA analyst. Again, you can hear him on the call, the Eastern Conference Finals tonight on ESPN Radio. Game one, Jeff Teague and the Bucks, Coach Solomon Hill and the Hawks, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations.
Former Celtic Jeff Teague.
What's that?
Former Celtics Jeff Teague. He's bounced around a bit.
I can say, listen, one of those guys. I mean, we've had plenty of NBA players on this show who have enjoyed great long careers, just happen to be on a lot of teams right now, and you know playing the name game is one of our favorite things around here. So finding that one. Former two-time Hawk, Jeff
Teague.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, I knew he was going to come through with that.
Listen, anytime you can circle back around and get even more of that sweet, sweet issued gear for the closet that some of these guys put together,
yep.
You got to take that chance. But coming up next, we got to take a chance. We got to take a chance because if Chiney is going to keep wanting to lump me together with every other white bald guy in America, then when headlines hit the community, we have got to address them, and we will next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Hey. Come closer, everyone. The streets asked, you know, when I say the streets, it's Twitter, to drop the playlist. Eventually I will. One day, hopefully, here on Chiney and Golic Jr., as we celebrate Ime Udoka becoming likely the first Nigerian head coach in the NBA, I will drop the playlist, and hopefully Chiney and Golic Jr. one day will go head-to-toe with only African music, Afrobeats, because that's my vibe. Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN+. Chiney Ogumike, Chinenge Ogumike, and Mike Golic Jr. here. We got to show love to the family that came through. June Lee, ESPN writer who talked to us about, you know, MLB pitchers doing the most right now after being petty given the current check-ins for foreign substances. That was funny. Bubba Watson joined us, PGA golfer and two-time Masters champion. Talked to us how special the Travelers Championship is to him and his family. Is it him and his family? Here and his family. I've been so far removed from school. Last but not least, John Barry just joined us, ESPN NBA analyst, to get us set for the Eastern Conference Finals. Starts tonight. Bucks Hawks, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here. Coverage starts on ESPN Radio. A lot of great conversations, diverse conversation. We touched on a lot, even the Conference of Champions. If you missed any of that, make sure you check out our podcast, Chiney and Golic Jr. Subscribe, rate, review, and also check out Chiney, my podcast as well. Show some love because we talked to Crystal Dunn, and today the U.S. Women's National Team announced their roster. Crystal Dunn is part of it. Big shout outs to her. And if you want to learn more about her and her three cats and five chickens, which she has names for all of them, check out my podcast as well. But until then, let's keep that same energy, baby.
We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chiney and Golic Jr.
Keeping that same energy, I don't have any chickens, but this is Harry. This is our other pug. He was the one causing a lot of ruckus here earlier in the
Hi,
show
Harry.
When we went through Pugpocalypse. I just woke him up out of a nap, so he is a very sleepy
Harry.
Man right now.
Hey, well, where's Hank? Harry, how's Hank?
Hank is over here also laid out and very sleepy. Hank's a little older, so I don't disturb his naps, but Harry just came up here because he was used to getting some camera time back in the day and wanted
Harry.
To get involved.
Very
so.
Beautiful.
Keeping that same energy as he now goes almost immediately back to sleep.
Yeah,
their
right.
incredible pug skill. It's a gift. Keeping that same energy, Chiney, let's celebrate some of the young folks doing great things. Because Rays rookie Wander Franco, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name right because he's the number one overall prospect in Major League Baseball. The 20-year-old went 2-for-4 with a walk in his Rays debut, who still lost their seventh straight, which is not the thing we need to focus on here. But the fact that he also doubled and homered in his debut is Ooh. The thing to focus on for a guy that this Rays organization has a lot of hopes for.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, you dream about that moment all your life, and then to go out there and to deliver for yourself got to feel good. Even though you're in a little bit of a stretch, you know, those are the moments that you hold on to. So, yeah, I love it.
Keeping that same energy, Chiney. Since your favorite pastime on this show is to basically treat every bald, bearded white guy, and doesn't even always have to be bearded because every bald, bearded white guy does look the same. Stay woke on that one. It's true. I'm telling you. Keeping that same energy, Lakers guard Alex Caruso got himself in a little bit of a situation in Texas. He was arrested for marijuana possession. The 27-year-old was arrested and released on Tuesday for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, both misdemeanors, according to Texas A&M police. Lieutenant Bobby Richardson of the Texas A&M Police Department told Ramona Shelburne that Caruso tried to board a flight at Easterwood Airport, which is on A&M property, and then TSA found an herb grinder in his bag that contained marijuana. Chinay, I guess the rules when you're flying are a little bit different, but I didn't realize we were still arresting people for weed stuff in 2021.
It's Texas, different rules. I mean, he could have So how are you going to help him? He's cool?
Well, the best part of all this was I saw LeBron James, when none other than Josiah Johnson, one of the kings of NBA Twitter, tweeted out that funny video of a guy banging on the door when a cat was locked inside of a building saying, "I'm going to get you out of here. You don't belong in here." LeBron James' response was the gif of Randy Moss from back in the day, straight cash, homie. So it sounds like he might not have to wait too long for any trouble here. LeBron James going to hold down for his teammate here.
Yeah, he's got enough buckaroos to free AC, baby.
He does, and I mean, to probably, like, you know, if I ever get in any trouble, maybe I can call LeBron James, since apparently me and Alex Caruso
send us the
look
number.
So much alike.
Okay.
I had no idea, by the way, Alex Caruso. Like, I know he's an NBA player and tall and all that stuff, but 6'5"? Like, Alex Caruso, legitimately taller than me. Now he's 190, so, I mean, your weight room built different and
but
such.
Like,
but,
like, you have really got hot boy summered. You know, like, you've really, I see you, you're looking nice and lean. Maybe it's the baseball tee you're wearing in South Bend right now. But, like, if you two walked into a room, I'd be like, oh, that's cute, like, y'all brothers, like, you know.
Chinay Ngolick Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Michael Jr., Chinay Ngumake. I'm not that bald. Like, he had the Homer Simpson hairs up top there for a little bit, all right? Like,
You're right.
Keeping that same energy, though. I appreciate this. Bucks guard Pat Connaughton, friend of the program here, proud Fighting Irish alum. He kept it all the way real when talking after the last series against the Brooklyn Nets leading up to their series against the Hawks, because we've all looked at this and said the Bucks should be overwhelming favorites in this series. Obviously, they got by a Brooklyn Nets team that was beat up by the end, but certainly had Kevin Durant doing unholy things. And Pat Connaughton said with a smile, quote, "Each team just went to war, for lack of a better term, for 7 games. It's refreshing to play against a different team, especially one that doesn't have Kevin Durant on it." And Chinay, I just appreciate people being honest about these situations, right? Like, who the hell would want to play against Kevin Durant?
Thank you. It's the truth. And I think it's funny because that's the equivalent, like, that conversation or that statement, that quote, is the equivalent of, like, who was it? Was it Austin Rivers? I can't remember, who was, like, praying when Dame would miss in the playoffs. He was like, oh, thank goodness. Like, my coach called it prayer defense. Tar Vanderveer, the one and only Hall of Famer, all-time winningest coach on women's college basketball, would say, "What are we can only do prayer defense because none of our defense is working. You just got to pray they miss." And so that it applies to Kevin Durant too. Yes,
Chinay, prayer defense is what I felt like I was playing sometimes, because someone brought up today former Notre Dame defensive lineman, current Steelers star Stephon Tuitt, and why he wasn't getting more respect. And speaking of prayer defense, Tuitt was at Notre Dame when I was here. So when we would do 2-minute drill on Thursday, we'd do a live 2-minute drill, good on good, starters versus starters, and we would watch that film together as an offensive unit on Friday. Tuitt would kick down right over me, and you know no greater deep breath, deep sigh, woo-saw feeling than walking up to the line knowing the slide is going the opposite direction and it is me versus Stephon Tuitt. If you have not seen him, a certified space alien for the Pittsburgh Steelers, one-on-one. Chinay, let's just say that those Friday film sessions were things that I looked forward to getting through and getting over with very quickly.
Oh, nothing's worse than when you make a mistake or you struggle and then you're going into film and you know it's going to be a teaching point. Like, you just got to get ahead of it.
You know every time.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Oh, every time you walk into that knowing. So sometimes prayer defense is the only defense, and Pat Connaughton and those Bucks aren't going to have to do any more prayer defense against Kevin Durant. No, instead they're going to get to do defense against Trae Young and this Hawks team, who everyone needs to probably respect in the way that they deserve at this point in time. You're going to get to listen to that game coming up later on ESPN Radio. John Barry on the call, who we had on the show earlier today. Hopefully no pugs decide to try and hump during their show.
Bye, Harry.
Break a bunch of things on this. Harry took off running. Hank's taking a nap.
Oh, there he goes.
Spain and Fitz are going to be coming up next year on ESPN Radio, though. Maybe with dogs, too.
Chinay Ngolick Jr. the podcast.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.